This question is a great question that has to do with stone babies, also called lithopedia, which is the plural of it, and lithopedian is the singular of it. But it's basically a stone baby. When the body is damaged in any way, or scars, and time goes by, the natural tendency is for the scarring to become denser and to bring calcium in and basically become calcified, which means turn to bone. We see this in TB all the time. You see people who had TB 30 years ago, and you do a chest x-ray, and you can see little calcified dots in their lungs because that's where the tubercles, the lesions that are found in TB, they are basically inflammatory reactions around the bacillus that causes TB. And then they turn into a tight scar where they pull in calcium and become ossified or bony, calcified, and therefore they're visible that way. But this can happen in a child also, in a fetus who dies within the womb but is not expelled by the mother. Now, most of the time they are. Most of the time if you have a stillbirth occurs because the baby died in utero and the body rejects that and gets rid of it. But there are cases, they're not common, they're rare, where the baby will be retained. It will get walled off, it will scar, it will bring in calcium, it will turn into what we call a stone baby. Very rare, but it can happen. And interesting, it can happen in the abdomen, in the uterus, or outside the uterus, too. Now, when pregnancy takes place, it's almost always in the fallopian tube. Now, the egg leaves the ovary, drops into the fallopian tube, and meanders its way down to the uterus. The sperm comes in, enters the uterus, and goes up the fallopian tube. They usually meet each other, their first date, if you will, in the fallopian tube, and that's where fertilization takes place. And then the fertilized egg descends down and implants onto the endometrial lining of the uterus and then begins to grow, and lo and behold, babies occur that way. Now, that's a lot of moving parts, but a lot of things have to go right for a pregnancy to occur. And many many times the sperm and the egg don't meet each other. Many times one of them dies off before they meet each other, or they do meet each other and the fertilization fails, or implantation down in the uterus fails. There's a million reasons for it not to happen. Sometimes the descent down the fallopian tube stops, and the fertilized egg implants in the tube and starts growing there. That's fine for a few weeks, but as it grows, the tube, unlike the uterus, is not built to expand and to hold the baby and the placenta and the amniotic fluid and all the stuff that's developing during gestation. It's not built for that, and it starts stretching, and you get pain, and then you get a big nodule down there that the gynecologist can feel when he does a pelvic exam, and that's called a tubal pregnancy, and that requires surgery, removal of the tube, removal of the fetal material, and all that stuff. Sometimes they don't make it to the fallopian tube. The sperm gets up to the end of the fallopian tube, the egg's there, they meet each other, and they fall out into the abdomen. And sometimes those things will implant on the lining of the abdomen, and a blood supply will be formed, and they will begin to develop, and you can have an extra uterine pregnancy that way. Those can also survive for a while. They're obviously not going to survive and be born that way, but they can survive enough to form a fetus or at least some fetal material, and this can die, scar, collect calcium, and turn into an abdominal stone baby. It's not common. In fact, it's exceedingly rare, but these things exist. And if you Google stone babies on the Internet, you can see some great x-rays and photographs of these things, and it's really a fascinating medical entity. The question resolves around whether a woman could force herself to do this. In other words, she could, by sheer will of force, make this happen. And the answer is no way. You can't do that. The question asks, could she stop her pregnancy and her labor and delivery and all that stuff simply because she didn't want to? Well, trust me, there's probably been many instances where people said, whoa, I don't want to do this, but sorry, Mother Nature has another plan. child dies and there is a retained fetus, as I talked about earlier, that baby, alive or not alive, is going to come out. It's going to be expelled by the uterus because it's dangerous not to. Infections, bleeding, ruptures, all kinds of stuff can happen. Bad things can happen. So it's going to be expelled. So at the end of the day, stone babies are fascinating medical physiology, a fascinating entity, but you cannot force it to happen. But it's a great